Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hello, everyone. This is Jace Lejeune, producer of the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen and editor of Louisiana Football Magazine. Unfortunately, Lee cannot host today's show because he has lost power at his house because of Hurricane Ida. And before I go any further, I just want to say myself and Lee Brekeen and the rest of Louisiana Football Magazine staff, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that was affected by the storm Hurricane Ida over the last couple of days. And especially if you're in the river parishes, you are in the North Shore, New Orleans, Houma, any of those areas that really got hit, Livingston Parish, even East Baton Rouge. I mean, a lot of areas were affected because of the storm, and we all knew coming in that it was going to be a very strong storm, and in fact, one of the strongest that's ever hit Louisiana since probably the 1850s, so going back on record. So we knew coming in what kind of damage this is going to take, but it's still heartbreaking to see all the pictures just around the state of Louisiana and hear so many people were affected. It's really sad and disheartening to see all that across the state of Louisiana. And once again, my thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that was affected by the storm. Nobody should go through what they had to go through with Hurricane Ida. And, you know, we've been through it. If you live in Louisiana, you're not unfamiliar with storms of this magnitude. It just seems like every year there just seems to be a big storm coming here around this time, whether it was Katrina, Gustav, Rita. I mean, you also have the flood a couple years back in 2016. But if there is a resilient state across the country, it has to be Louisiana. And these people in Louisiana are the most resilient people that I know. And I know that everybody in the state is going to overcome this and persevere, because that's what we do here in Louisiana. And I know that everybody is going to take some time, I'm sure, but we'll get through this and we'll be able to overcome this. And I know that that will happen with the citizens of Louisiana. And, you know, we're just going to do a show today just kind of get people's thoughts off of everything that's going on, and, you know, with no matter what damage you're having at your house and, you know, your relatives, your family, just try to get your mind off things for just a couple minutes. If we can do that here today on this podcast, and, you know, that is a job well done on our part, but that's what we're trying to do. And we have a special show here today, and we are featuring two schools. And speaking of the hurricane that hit our state, we are featuring two schools that got hit hard at Salmon High School and Vanderbilt Catholic in the Houma North Shore area for both schools. And I know the hurricane came through those schools, and we talked to a lot of seniors, a lot of coaches from both those schools. Lee Brekeen did, and it's very sad because a lot of them were, you know, looking forward to this season. You had COVID last year that went and, you know, derailed a lot of the season, per se. And it looked like everything was coming back to normal for this year. We're getting back to a little bit of normalcy, and then all of a sudden this hurricane comes, I mean, right like a week before football season starts. So it was very sad, very unfortunate. And we hope that both these programs at Salmon High School and Vanderbilt Catholic can bounce back, and we'd love to see them play football this year. We don't know the severity of what they're going through right now, but we hope that they can somehow, you know, not really sure when, but hopefully have a chance to play over the course of the season and see these guys and how these seniors play a senior season of football. But right now, at least for this week, I will say that it's not going to happen for both those programs. But before all this hit, obviously, Lee had a chance to go to Salmon High School. He made a couple of trips and did a couple exclusive interviews with a lot of coaches, a lot of players across the state. And we'll have a couple of segments for you here today. But starting off, we actually talked a little baseball to start off at Salmon High School. First, we was going to talk to Coach Shooter, but we won't go into the Shooter interview in a little bit. But first of all, he's got a new Salmon head baseball coach, Glenn Rivero. Now, Coach Rivero was an assistant coach at Lakeshore, and he coached some pretty good players there. And I went on to have some good careers already, like Cole Freeman from LSU, and he's trying to make his way into the majors. Coach Rivera is going to talk about his relationship as the assistant coach at Lakeshore during that time and coaching those players, as well as being the head coach of Salmon. It's his first year for the Spartans, being the head coach for the Salmon's baseball team. So here is the interview right now, a quick little interview with Lee Burkeen and Coach Glenn Rivero, new Salmon head baseball coach.
I'm in Slidell at, Salmon High School, and I've got the head baseball coach, Glenn Rivero. And Glenn, I wanted to record you on our podcast because I didn't know I'd see you. You're doing your field like all baseball guys. And you gave me some directions, but you coach Cole Freeman at Lakeshore. You also coached Eads at North Shore.
I was the assistant coach at North Shore.
You were on that staff, coach, yeah. Yes. And then the kid coming in, transferred from the junior college, was it Joubert?
Braden Joubert.
You like him a lot, too.
He's a great kid. I love him. Very hardworking kid. Got a ton of power at the plate. Getting better and better. He's got a bright, bright future ahead of him.
What do you think of the new baseball coach at LSU?
From what everything I hear, it's great. I've never met him before. I look forward to getting a chance to meet him one day. But I hear a lot of positive things about him. Hopefully, he can continue the winning culture that LSU's had since Burtman.
What's Cole Freeman doing now? Is he doing good in the minors?
Yeah, Freeman's playing minor league ball now. But I know he was ranked at one point one of their top minor league guys. Last time I looked at his stats on, go to Baseball Reference. Yeah. He was having a good summer, and his dad actually just texted me a video of him hitting a walk-off home run to win a game.
Okay.
See if I can find it here talking to you. Cole's a wonderful kid. Tell you what, he's...
And Eads is still doing it, right? He's still
Ryan's still in the Astros organization. The COVID year last year, really hurt guys like him. Who's, a little bit older, hasn't been established in the major leagues very long. But tell you what, Ryan's a hard worker too, man. He's don't rule him out. He's got a shot.
Coach, where do you think Joubert will fit in at LSU position-wise? Because at Nichols, he did damage against them.
Yeah, he, I don't know if they have any intent on him playing third or first. I've always thought he'd make a doggone good outfielder also.
Yeah.
Brain just one of those guys, tell him, go play here, and he's going to play it. He's going to do whatever he's asked.
Some power, too.
He got tremendous left-handed power. He's going to put up some good offensive numbers over there, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him, getting drafted in a couple of years and, having a long career. And he's got a shot.
I'll respect any man out here at 2 o'clock raking his field and pedicuring it.
We're trying to get the field in great shape.
That's a true coach.
That's our goal is to have as nice a facility as we can get. And the only one way to do it, and that's through hard work.
All right, Coach Glenn. Good running to you here at Salmon High School.
And that was the interview with Salmon head baseball coach Glenn Rivero. We appreciate Coach Rivero's time with Lee. Just talk to him about the upcoming season. He was at Lakeshore, of course, with Cole Freeman. But he's probably most known for his success at North Shore, where overall he posted a 110-74 record in the district. During his time, he won over 70% of his games. They made the playoffs five times in 6 years, and was also the New Orleans Advocates All-Metro Coach of the Year in 2018. We already mentioned his years at Lakeshore. And then prior to that, spent time at John Curtis, Archbishop Shaw, and was also head coach at his alma mater, Higgins, L.W. Higgins High School as well. So he's been around the sport for a long time, and Coach Rivero has a chance to do some really good and bring that experience to Salmon High School. We're going to take a quick break here at the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen, and coming up, we're going to have Lee's interview with Salmon head football coach Eric Shooter. So we'll transition from the diamond to the gridiron in just a little bit. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. And I know this voice is unfamiliar, but this is Jace Lejeune, producer of the Sports Scouting Report podcast and also editor of Louisiana Football Magazine. So since I mentioned Louisiana Football Magazine, make sure to order your copy. I know that we're going through a traumatic time right now with Hurricane Ida, but a good way to get your mind off of things is football. And guess what, guys? We have football coming up around the corner this weekend. College football starts, and we have a little bit of high school action this Friday. The teams that are able to play will play this week, this Friday. But to get ready for the upcoming season and get to know all the teams that will be suiting up this fall, make sure to order your copy at LAFootballMagazine.com. It's pretty simple. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com, and then at the top, you'll see Buy Magazine. Just click that and go from there. So we have the North cover and the South cover of our magazine. The North cover, well, obviously the covers will be different, but North and South are different because of the last couple pages in the book are recruiting section. So we break down the best players in those areas that are seniors coming up for this year. But so make sure to order your copy. LAFootballMagazine.com is where you can order either your North or South copy. Now let's go back to our program here. And we already talked to Salmon baseball coach Glenn Rivero, who is a longtime head coach at North Shore, at other stops at Lake Shore and John Curtis, and had a couple of stops here and there. But now he is a new Salmon baseball coach, and Lee Burkeen got a chance to talk to him a couple of weeks ago. And now we're going to transition to the gridiron, like I said before, commercial break, as Lee will talk to Salmon head football coach Eric Shooter. This was a couple of weeks ago that Lee got a chance to talk to Coach Shooter. Now, before we go into the interview, because a lot of the interview Lee had with Coach Shooter, it was a really insightful interview because they talked a lot about the past with Salmon and how Salmon was really a powerhouse in the 90s. Remember, Coach Bill Stubbs built a great winning program at Salmon High School. But Lee actually got a chance to just go back and talk some stories with Coach Shooter, who's been a long time. Now, he's been a coach, head coach at Salmon over the last couple of years, but he's had over, you know, 20, I believe, close to 30 years of coaching experience. So he has been around the sport for a long time, and he's got a lot of stories to tell. But we didn't really get a chance to talk about a lot of the seniors. And, you know, Salmon has a chance to do a lot of really good things this year. They got a lot of talented seniors coming back. Some of these guys, Michael Lear, he's a senior for Salmon High School. You have a talented punter, Tristan Pugmire, he looks the part as a punter, 6'4", 175 pounds. As a sleeper, as a guy that's a very athletic guy, and who knows, going to get something going by the end of the season. Kyron Doyle, a very experienced player for the Salmon Spartans at defensive tackle, nose guard, 6', 310 pounds. You have Corey Robinson. He's a defensive end slash linebacker. He's also a senior coming up. Brandon Aker. He's a guy that's been very productive over the course of his career at Salmon, and will have a chance to have a really good senior season. Jack Robertson, he is a guy that can play both ways, at receiver, defensive back. Jack Gilligan, he is the quarterback for the Spartans this year, threw for about close to 1,500 yards and 9 touchdowns a season ago, and he'll have another chance to be the starting quarterback, and he'll lead the Spartans this year. Christopher Cost is a guy that will play both sides on the offense and defensive line. Lawrence Looney, defensive end for the Spartans. You have Czar Dubuchlet. He is a fullback, one of those tough, hard-nosed, grinded-out type of players. Ethan Stevens, strong safety. Devontae Landry, a slot receiver, could be a guy that Jack will have to throw the football to this season coming up in the slot. Devontae Landry, and then Trent Johnson, an athlete, transfer from St. Aug in New Orleans. So very good looking kids, a guy that could really step up and make some big plays for the Spartans as a breakout player. And those are some of the Salmon seniors to look out for this year when the Spartans come back to play. I know Hurricane Ida just hit, and we don't know exactly when Salmon's going to return to the football field, knowing that that area got hit hard because of Hurricane Ida. But once again, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody right now that's going through this terrible time through the effects from Hurricane Ida. Well, let's just go into our interview. This is a couple weeks ago when Lee visited Salmon High School, took a trip to the North Shore area, and, yeah, talked to head football coach from Salmon High School, Eric Shooter.
Quarter halves. So we were running like we ran counter pass. We lined up in twins around counter pass back to the so we had a fullback and a tight end. They had an outside linebacker and a safety, and the rule for Clifton, excuse me, I'm saying
Tristan. Clifton White, yeah.
Clifton was green grass goat, and he had a heck of a game. And like I said, it might have been a 30-13 or maybe a 28-13 type game.
I wish I would have went to the game, though, that when Hanville came here and it was 10-7.
Well, 10-3.
10-3 with Mike Sutton.
Sutton, yeah, that was that.
Salmon and Brandon, you know, Dale and
right.
his brothers. Clifton could, White.
But like 94 down. So 94, Salmon was 14-1, 4A state champions, and Hanville was 15-0, 5A state champions. So the only loss happened. So then the following year, the first year, I became a coordinator the following year in 95.
Okay.
And so we came over here to play. They put it on. They put it on us. They beat us 35-7. And it was Salmon just, I mean, they put it on us bad.
You didn't even know how to get here back then.
No, they're not. Right, exactly. They're not here. So when we get back on a roll. I mean, we had a young team was kind of in transition. We get on a roll. I think we may have finished 7-3, but we get hot at the end of the year. We made a run. We make it all the way back to the state championship. We lose to Neville in the state championship that year. But here's the funny part. The day before practice day, Salmon's playing Leesville, right? So Salmon is practicing.
Cecil Collins.
Right, correct. Yeah, yeah, they shut Cecil down that year, too.
I was there.
They should, right, you remember that? So we're coming into practice, and Salmon is leaving practice. And Bill Stubbs comes running up. And he's, man, good luck to you guys. Good. And he walks away, and I looked at all the coaches. I said, you realize why he's saying that, right? I said, because he wants us to win, because he's already got the T-shirts made. 4A and 5A state champions in Louisiana. You know what I mean? So it was good times.
Those were great days.
And then, so I wound up here in 98. I wound up here. I made the move from there to here in 98. And, got to work. Jerry Leonard and I, Jerry ran the defense.
Yeah.
I ran the offense. We had some good times.
You were here before Katrina then?
Yeah.
And then everything hit. And I remember visiting Jerry Leonard in T buildings. The school was all
right.
Gone.
Remember that?
I was here. I came up here.
We were right here. Just the temporary buildings were right here where the baseball field was.
Yeah, just I remember
I made it back here. I left in 2000. I took the head job at Archbishop Hannon across the lake. And at that time we were all in the same district. It was us, Salmon, Hannon, Chalmette, Hammond was in and out. St. Paul's was in the district. I think there was one more.
That's when Chalmette was in Chalmette.
Right, Chalmette was in Chalmette.
And St. Bernard was around at the time, too.
St. Bernard was down the road, right.
Which is no longer.
Right. And then Archbishop Hannon was in the middle. It was in Miro.
Yeah, they got the new school. Now.
Right,
yeah.
So anyway, I made my way back here in 05 just in time for I'll never forget. We played Slidell out here in a jamboree, and it was a tough. Slidell was pretty good. We were pretty good. It might have been a 28-24 game. I don't really remember the exact score. So we're back in here. We're playing North Shore the next week. So we're in here Saturday morning working. At the time, we had a little cable TV hooked up, and my wife calls about 11 o'clock. She goes, y'all watching TV right now? What are you talking about? I'm working. You know I'm not watching. What do you mean watching TV? Oh, I think you need to turn TV on. So we all, and none of us knew any, you know, it was before social media.
Yeah, right.
Before, you know, and man, we flicked the TV on, like, and I'll never forget this. Jerry had just bought us a brand new set of pair of coaching shoes. I had a binder that thick, right, full of all kinds of forms and templates I had saved from coaches through the years.
Didn't have any
college coach.
No backup.
And look, and I stood up like this, had my bag. I grabbed another bag and said, okay, I'm rolling out. And I had the shoes or the binder. I only had one hand available. And I went, nah, I grabbed the brand new shoes. I walked out.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen that binder since.
My mom lost everything at 16. And we had a flood in Baton Rouge. She left with the clothes on her body. And we went back to it.
Everything's gone.
Everything.
It's horrible. I remember. My son was starting college that year.
I think Slidell flooded 16 pretty bad, too. Right? Parts of Slidell?
Parts. I think we had parts. I think parts of...
Pogalusa got hit twice that year.
That was the year. I remember going... my son started ULL that year. They pushed school back, I think, maybe a few days or whatever. And I remember going through Denham and going through that spot of and you could see the mud line on the trees.
It's scary.
Is it scary? I was like, man.
12 feet, 13 feet.
Mud line on the trees. Well, you lived it, you know.
And then Lake Charles went through it last year with two.
Unbelievable.
I feel for Barb and, you know, LaGrange and all the school, St. Louis, of them.
I feel that we went through it here.
Yeah.
And we all looked. The thing that I think Jerry did a great job of here, and it's kind of what made me want to stay. I had chances to go other places back when that happened. And great job. Let's build something. Let's get together and let's do something. And in 05, I mean, we didn't win a game. We didn't deserve to win a game. We had maybe 10 to 15 kids who didn't play football who had signed up, you know what I mean, to come out and play. Yeah. And we had maybe 12 to 15. I'm not really sure how many kids that were returning football.
Yeah, y'all were slim jam on it.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, we had through those years, I mean, like Big Nate. You met Big Nate. Big Nate, they lived in a FEMA trailer. Him, two siblings, grandma and grandpa, in that little trailer. And that was like throughout the team. Kids would stay here at night. And we wouldn't run them out. You know, we're here at 8 o'clock at night still. But why run them out? They're going back to the biggest and nice place they can be right now. You know? And it was definitely an experience, man. I mean, that was the following year, you know, 06.
How long now? How many years at Salem?
I don't know, what was that? So 29 total. 10, so 19 at Salem.
Man, time is
flying. Is that right? I think that's right. Time flies. So about my fourth year.
And you were in Hollandville during the time Rebo was at Destrehan.
I was.
And he got him to the state championship game.
Tell me,
and then you look at Rebo now, and he has spent all that time at UL. Look what he's done at Nichols.
That's phenomenal.
I mean, it's just
phenomenal. He's done. Timmy's a great guy too. I mean, we had some epic battles. Rondell Mealy, that crew he had over there, they were on Wing T team. They were running Wing T with Rondell Mealy. Talk about a war. I think we might have beat him that year. Maybe 14 to 10 or 10 to 7.
Rondell was smooth.
Oh, was he? Was he? That's no doubt.
They ended up having John Eugene a few years later.
Well, you remember Darren Barbier left.
I dropped my bottle.
Hornville, he left and took the head job at Nichols.
Yeah.
He brought Tim Rebo with him. He brought Manny Michelle with him.
So he gave Tim the start, basically.
Right. And then the third guy that was supposed to go was me. I was supposed to go. I don't tell too many people that, but, you know, once again, it's before cell phones,
right.
Out there before, I'll never, he was still living in Boutique while he was started at Nichols. I'll never forget, it was mid-March. He shows up in my classroom one day. I don't know if you know Darren or not.
I saw Darren not long ago selling
yeah, art equipment. Yeah, right. Darren goes up.
So I'm in Baton Rouge.
So. Selling what kind of equipment?
Stuff that helps you from having heart attacks.
Really? Like, yeah, yeah.
If you have one, it'll...
He was pharmaceutical, right?
It's a defibrillator. Like
defibrillator, yeah.
Right. So he comes... I'll never forget. I was at a psychology class. And he walks through the door. He goes, hey,
What are you gonna do? You coming or not? I gotta know. I gotta know right now. What are you gonna do? And I was like, well, guess if you gotta know now, guess I'm not. And here's the great part. 2 weeks later, I'm with a buddy of mine, old Kay Sarai, on St. Charles Avenue. I think it's Superior Grill.
Yeah.
Wednesday night. If I take that job, I'm never there. I'll meet my wife that night. Isn't that crazy how life works?
That's
wife and two kids. And you know, I often think about that, you know, fork in a road, like where, and this is why it's always been my philosophy. I tell the kids, this, hey man, there's no such thing as a good decision or a bad decision. It's just a decision. It's a decision, and you make the best out of whatever it was. But in that case, I tell my wife, that was a good decision.
That's a good little story, man. So
it's true. Every word of it, man. That's a good time.
Well, you could have went into college coaching, and then you could have lived in 12 states. That might not
That's
have been
right.
fun.
Been married 4 or 5 times.
Right. Your kids scattered.
Not know my kids.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to transition from the North Shore area to the Houma area, where Lee, the other week, went to a jamboree right before Hurricane Ida and talked to new Vandy Catholic head coach Tommy Minton. Everybody knows Coach Minton from his time at Patterson High School, now at Central Catholic as well. And now he is the head coach at Vanderbilt Catholic, and he has a chance to turn that program into, continue their winning ways at Vanderbilt Catholic. So we'll see what happens this year. But, yeah, we'll take a commercial break. When we come back, we will have a conversation with Vanderbilt Catholic head coach Tommy Minton.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, you've got to go to Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Family owned since the 1960s.
Welcome back to the Sports Gallery Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. I am your host today, Jace Lejeune. Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, Lee cannot host the show today because he lost power in his house. And in order to do these shows, you definitely need power in order to produce these podcasts. So Lee gave me a call this morning, asked me to do him a favor for him and host a podcast for him. I said, it was no big deal. And he along with so many others are struggling right now with families that have lost power, had damage to their homes. And I mean, it's a tough time right now, but I know that as a state, everybody's going to get through it, and we'll get through this. We've been through much tougher positions in years past, and I know that we'll get through this. Well, we're going to talk about another high school, Vanderbilt Catholic, and you know, the Houma area was affected as well because of the hurricane. We don't know exactly, because this interview took place before Hurricane Ida and the Jamboree. We don't know exactly when Vanderbilt Catholic's going to come back on the football field and play, but hopefully during the season, over the course of the season, we'll get these guys back and they'll bounce back and have a chance to have a senior season for a lot of these kids. But before I go into the interview with Coach Minton, we can talk about a lot of the seniors as well. He mentioned some seniors during the interview. Of course, Alexander Villavazo. We're actually going to talk to Alex in a little bit as part of the last segment. And you also have his brother Andrew Villavazo. If that last name sounds familiar, their dad, he coached a long time in the area, and he was also had some coaching time starting out, coming out of college at Ole Miss, and had some coaching experience there. I believe as a GA, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah, I believe he was a GA at Ole Miss, and that is his son. He's actually a coach on the staff at Vanderbilt Catholic, and Coach Minton's going to talk about that. Some other seniors to talk about, Dominic Archilla. He is a quarterback. He's going to be the leader for the offense for the Terriers. You have Hayden Klingman, defensive tackle. Cameron Harris, running back. Landon Rogers, strong safety. John LaPierre, really good baseball player. A really good baseball player. A guy that can play at the next level for college as a second baseman. But he's going to play some receiver and maybe a little quarterback for Vanderbilt Catholic this year. Really good athlete. Peyton Nunawi, he's a defensive tackle. Michael Rodriguez, linebacker. Cade Campbell, center. Ryan Hazard is also an offensive lineman. Mostly going to play left tackle for the team. Those are some of the seniors I expected to play a major role this year for the Terriers. And, yeah, let's talk about Coach Mann a little bit because he's a guy, I believe he's like top five or top six as far as like active winning coaches in Louisiana. He's had a lot of years of experience under his belt, over 30 years of coaching experience, 10-time district coach of the year, and has taken 9 teams to the quarterfinal round and beyond during his career, including 2 appearances in the state championship game. So, I mean, Coach Mann's definitely one of the best coaches out there. Everybody knows him from his time at Patterson High School, where he coached Kenny Hilliard, who went on to LSU. But really good hire for Vanderbilt Catholic. And this is, you know what you're going to get from Coach Mitten. And Vanderbilt Catholic is going to be right there for a team or program that's going to be highly respected. They're going to give you everything for 48 minutes. And it's great to see Vanderbilt Catholic hire a guy like Coach Tommy Mann, a guy that's been there, done that, and has a lot of experience and a lot of success over his time in the coaching ranks, wherever he's been. And he's done a really good job over the last couple of years at Central Catholic as well. I know a lot of people know his time at Patterson High School, and he's going to talk about that a little bit with Lee. But here's the interview. This was last week. This was during a big jamboree. They had like 4 teams there. It was, I believe, East St. John. It was at East St. John High School. And our prayers go out to East St. John High School, too, because they're another team that were affected by the hurricane severely. So, yeah, East St. John High School, St. James was in that jamboree. St. James High School played Vanderbilt Catholic. And then you had the other game, which was East St. John and West Jefferson. So those are the 4 teams involved. And you actually, over the course of the next couple of days, last Friday, you got to hear Lee talk to star recruit Shaz Preston from St. James High School. And his dad, Sean Preston, was also in the interview talking about, you know, his son's recruiting process and his relationship with the LSU coaching staff as far as one of the top schools that he's been getting offers from. And, you know, Shaz is one of the top recruits in the state, and he's getting offers from a lot of programs across the country in college football. So that was last Friday, but we have a couple more interviews from Matt Jamboree coming up, and this was one of them. But this is it. Lee had a little conversation with Vanderbilt Catholic head coach Tommy Mann. Hope you enjoy it.
All right, I'm here with Coach Tommy Minton. Long time coach, man. I think I met you in the 50s. No, I'm kidding.
No, not that far.
I remember one day, man, way back, Kenny Hilliard, Patterson, Central Catholic, now Vandy Catholic.
Yes.
And Homa, man. How are you, man? How's it going?
I'm good. Things have been going great. I got there in May, and it's a really, really good situation. I've been accepted really well by the kids and the coaching staff and the community, and I feel like we got things going in a positive direction.
Got all your kids in a preview magazine. Did you get the copy from us yet?
I have not gotten it yet, but I did not check my mailbox today because we were busy on game day. But
trying to get from Homa to reserve.
Yeah,
and,
in the rain.
So. Good team. I know you got a couple of coaches' sons on the team that are seniors.
Yeah.
And I'm here to watch those guys. I got a good opponent starting out.
Yeah, good opponent. I mean,
St. James.
St. James got some quality athletes. But, Alex Villavasso and Andrew Villavasso, 2 good football players. And their sons of Brad Villavasso, coaches our D-line. Brad's been a coach in this state for a long, long time. And You know, I'm excited about those two guys. They're really, really good players, hard-nosed kids that I feel like have a future.
Tommy, I want to ask you this because some people are wondering. You coach Kenny at Patterson. Who's that new here at Patterson this year? That's a new kid.
That's Kenny's nephew.
Senior, it's big kid.
Yeah, it's his sister's. It's his sister's son.
Yeah, big old boy that's going to be there this year. You did a great job there, man.
Well, they're good kids there. Good kids there, and we had great, great support. So
I met you back in the West Baton Rouge days.
Yeah, you came by Blackman High School when I was there for 2 years, and that's where this relationship goes back to. That's in, and that would
that
be
coach?
1997.
Yeah. Still grinding, okay.
Still grinding.
Did you move to Houma?
No, I still live in Morgan City. It's 30 minutes from my door to the fieldhouse door, and there's people that drive across Baton Rouge
Mississippi Bridge takes an hour.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, good luck tonight, Coach. And
I appreciate
glad
it,
I'm here, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach. Hope you enjoyed that little interview with Lee Burkeen and Coach Tommy Minn. Want to give a shout out to Lee for setting these interviews up. He did a really good job with these interviews and going to places around the state. And, you know, he's doing something that I don't really see many other media guys are doing, really going across the state and getting a lot of high schools. I mean, everybody is recognizing the major programs in the state, but he does a really good job of going to the other schools that don't get as much attention as, you know, maybe the St. Thomas Moores of the world or the Catholic Highs or the Nevilles of the world. And goes to some of the, you know, lesser known schools and get them some pub. So appreciate Lee for doing that. And we're going to have another commercial break. Coming back, we have one more segment left to go here at the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. And to wrap it up, we'll have one of the best senior players for Vanderbilt Catholic that Lee got a chance to talk to. And we already mentioned him and his dad earlier. But at his defensive end, Alexander Villalasso for Vanderbilt Catholic. So keep tuning in here. We have one more segment left from the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen.
Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company.
Welcome back to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. I am your host today, Jace Lejeune, his producer as well as editor in Louisiana Football Magazine, and of course this podcast, the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. So with our last segment, Lee got a chance to talk to Vanderbilt Catholic senior defensive end Alexander Villalasso. His father is a coach on the staff at Vanderbilt Catholic, so he gets to witness his dad, Brad Villalasso, coach him, which is a pretty cool feeling when you get to have your dad on the coaching staff coaching you up. And I believe he started off as a GA at Ole Miss with Ed Orgeron, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. He was a coach on that staff with Coach O as a GA, starting out, but. Yeah, Alexander Villalasso, and this is a kid that Lee was really impressed with after the scrimmage. I mean, really impressed. I mean, as far as a guy that could be a star. He compared him to Sully Leish, who was a star at Nicholls State and, you know, arguably a top five player in program history at that school. So if Lee compares him to Sully, who was a great at Lutcher High School as well, I mean, that's saying a lot of what this kid could do, and he could be a guy that could be an FCS All-American because that's what Sully was, and that's what Lee compared him to be. But Lee got a chance after the Jamboree. So this actually took place after the Jamboree between St. James and Vanderbilt Catholic. But this is Lee after the Jamboree talking to Alexander Villalasso.
Alex, I mean, you got one of the top recruits in the state. Y'all go against. You almost won tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, number four, your freshman running back.
Oh, yeah.
He's dynamite.
He's showing
man.
Out. Just a I freshman. Mean,
I don't ever remember a running back being that good at Vandy.
He's going.
And then your tight ends were phenomenal tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Number 11.
Man, mm-hmm. these guys, y'all got a good little group.
Oh, yeah, we got a young squad.
Got a big old line.
Mm-hmm.
All young. Your D-line, you got you and your brother.
Yes, sir.
And your dad. Linebacker. Tell about your dad coaching you, too. He's back at Vandy.
It's fun having him out here, just with all the guys, having fun and teaching us stuff.
You go by Alexander Alex.
Alex.
Alex, 6 foot, 245, something like that? Yes, sir. 4'8", something like 4'9", 4'8"?
5'2".
You look 4'8", 4'9". You were physical tonight off that edge, man.
Yes, sir.
But I think this is one of the best Vandy teams I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, we got a good group this year.
What do you think of new coach Tommy Minton?
We're having fun with him. We lost our old head coach last year, but we're bouncing back.
Old school coach, huh?
Yes, sir.
Tough.
Hard-nosed football.
You'll have an edge to the team I had seen before.
Yes, sir.
What's the keys to try and win district, try and get a good seed this year?
Going out there and play. We don't have too many athletes, but we got a lot of players. Come out there and fight.
Tough guys, though.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then the quarterback. I tell you, your kicker's probably one of the best onside kickers I've seen in the
state. Oh, yeah, he can put it down.
You almost got a couple tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Anything you want to tell people in Louisiana? I mean, you're underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Your daddy coached at Ole Miss. Your dad played college ball. But what do you think? I think you can play 1AA, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody like Nichols, McNeese, any of those schools?
Looking at them.
Anywhere you'd like to go if you could choose?
UL.
You like the Cajuns?
Yes, sir.
Well, they're coming on, aren't they?
Oh, yes, sir.
Who's your
top
favorite
23?
Cajun player right now?
Ooh.
I mean, they got Levi Lewis. They got the kid Lacey from Thibodeau.
Mm-hmm.
They got a big O-line, a lot of pro prospects on O-line.
Mm-hmm.
Defense, they're loaded.
I don't really have a player yet, but I'm hoping to make some.
Have they become a team just watching them the last 2 years and how they've done?
Watching them grow up, honestly. Me being a little young guy going to all them games.
I'm glad you're putting that out there for those Cajun fans.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to visit one of their games during the season?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you like to play DN, or would you? Or they have guys talked about moving you inside, gaining weight? What do you think?
I'm looking at DN. Get up my speed.
Kind of trim.
In. Yes, sir.
Keep working the body.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you got it, man. You got that twitch. You remind me of Sully Lachef at Lutcher. You remember Sully?
Yes, sir.
Went to Nichols, was all world, and a lot of guys passed on him, and he ended up being all Southland Conference for years. Good luck to you, Alex.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Well, that will do it here for the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. Just want to give a shout-out to Lee. He cannot do the podcast here today because he lost power at his house. He's still waiting on power at his house right now. And as soon as that happens, I'm sure hopefully by Friday, he'll be back and he'll be able to host the show on Friday. But hopefully I did a solid enough job here today of replacing him. But once again, our thoughts and prayers go out to everybody that was affected by Hurricane Ida. You know, our thoughts and prayers here at Louisiana Football Magazine go out to everybody. For me, I was very fortunate, very lucky, and very blessed to not really have a lot of damage to our house, my family's house. And, you know, we still have power, so we're really blessed for that. But, you know, hopefully all these teams, I know it hit really bad in New Orleans and Houma and St. Tammany area and Tangipahoa and all those areas down south in Louisiana. But hopefully these guys and teams can get back and have themselves a pretty normal season. I know it's pretty unlikely with these next probably 2 or 3 weeks that a lot of these teams are going to be able to play. I'm not sure how long New Orleans is going to be able to play in that area. Houma, I'm not sure how long that they'll be able to play. But, I mean, our thoughts and prayers go out to them. And hopefully these seniors will have a chance to show what they can do this year for those schools. And also, before I leave here today, before we wrap up the show, just want to give a shout out to our sponsors, because without them, we wouldn't be able to have a show. John Harvey Toyota, Dean's Collision Center, Treads and Care Tire Company as well, those three sponsors. If it wasn't for them, we cannot do what we do, and that is support all these high school athletes and teams and promote all these programs around Louisiana. So we thank them for that. And I know this has been a rough week, guys, but this weekend is going to be worth it for us to relax a little bit, keep our mind off of things, because we got college football Saturday, and it's great to have it back. I know it's usually hurricane season and college football season always intertwine with each other, but We're going to have some really good action here today. I mean, this week, this weekend, LSU, UCLA, it's a big game. Louisiana, they're going to play Texas. Louisiana Tech's playing Mississippi State. So Tulane's playing Oklahoma. So a lot of the major programs in Louisiana are going out and playing major games. So you'll be able to see all that this weekend. But that's going to do it from us. This is Jace Lejeune filling in for today's show for Lee Burkeen. Hopefully he'll be back by Friday when we do our next show. And our thoughts and prayers once again go out to everybody that was affected by Hurricane Ida. And one more time, we have our magazine coming out. And I know it's kind of a bad time to promote it, but football season is right around the corner, of course. So if you want your copy, you can have your choice of a digital copy, a hardback copy. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com and go to Buy Magazine. If you order a hardback copy, it'll probably take about a week or so, probably a little bit longer now with the effects from the hurricane. But if you order a digital copy, it should come to you pretty soon, almost probably like a day or two after you order. But yeah, just make sure you go to LAFootballMagazine.com and you have your choice of North or South, and you have your choice of a digital or a hardback copy. But yeah, this is Jace Lejeune. It's been fun. I've enjoyed hosting the show again. I believe this is the third time I've done so this year. And I've co-hosted a couple of shows with Lee as well. But yeah, hope everybody is continuing to stay safe out there. And then we hope that we got your mind off a couple of things here today. And we hope that you enjoyed the show here today as well. And make sure you tune us in on Friday, where we have another great show of the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen. Everybody have yourself a great day, and we'll be talking to y'all soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen.